This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Katrina Rowe from Mouths of Babes. Good morning, Katrina.
Good morning. How are we, guys?
Very, very well, thank you. Now, look, this is a topic that I think most parents would be familiar with.
Oh, you think so? Well, I was wondering if you guys have this issue as well.
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
What about you, Dan?
Aaron, even. Not so much. Dan does have the issue, and me, not so much.
My kiddies are
okay with it, but please.
Okay, well, we're talking about when the little people climb into your bed in the middle of the night or the early hours of the morning. Basically, look, I saw a status update on Facebook that amused me somewhat recently. My sister-in-law described how her three-year-old climbed into their bed in the early hours of the morning, and they grudgingly allowed her in. And after lying still for about a minute, she started bouncing around. And they told her to keep still, and she said, "But I'm a froggy. I want to hop, hop, hop like a frog."
Hop back to your own bed in a minute, sweetheart.
So her dad said, "Well, we don't want any frogs in our bed. No more froggy jumps, please." And after a short pause, this little voice piped up, "Can I leap like a deer?"
Is this something that relates to you?
Well, you know what? This is exactly why we had this really strict rule, you know, about no kids in the bed sort of thing. But lately, yes, we have had this issue. Last night, I actually said to Birdie, you know, the old mantra, "Night, night, mind the bed bugs don't bite." And she looked at me now and said, "Well, if they do, I would just crawl into your bed." I said, "Yeah, I bet you will." I think because, you know, the weather's been so cold, she keeps turning up about 4 in the morning. And I must say, it's actually reasonably convenient because it's a lot warmer if she curls up with us than if I have to go into her bedroom to settle her like that. So, it kind of works.
But do you have any rules about when she is or isn't allowed to come into your bed?
Yeah, well, we used to, we've sort of come full circle. So when she was little, we had this really strict rule that you can't come into mummy and daddy's bed until the birds are singing because, you know, she used to wiggle and squirm so much that none of us would get any sleep. And I was really firm about it when she was little because I thought that if she came into our bed, you know, I'd never get her out again. But there was this one day a couple of months ago when neither my husband nor I actually noticed that she'd got into bed with us until we woke up and found her asleep between us in the morning. And it was like, oh, look at that. And I thought, well, if it's not disturbing anyone, then what's the problem? So, you know, we kind of let her stay there as long as she doesn't sort of, you know, start doing the cha-cha or the tango in the middle of the night.
All right. Well, there's always experts, aren't they? What do the pros say about this kind of thing?
Yes. Well, look, the old-style approach, like, you know, people like Dr. Christopher Green, who wrote that famous book, Toddler Taming, they always said your kids should never be allowed in your bed, you know, unless they're sick. That's the only exception. When they're sick, yes, you should let them in, but otherwise not. But I think, you know, this view is changing a bit. Last week on my show, I interviewed Rosanna Lilly from the Children's and Families Research Centre at Macquarie Uni about the way that children and families sleep around the world. And her point was that in most cultures around the world, some form of co-sleeping is the norm. Like, not necessarily bed sharing, but actually sleeping together rather than expecting infants to sleep alone. And she was kind of saying it's only very recently in Western history that we've sort of decided that babies should sleep by themselves. And it's actually coincided with a view of babies that says that babies don't sleep well. And apparently that's not sort of what was the norm a while ago. But anyway, if anyone's interested in hearing that, that's actually on the Hope website, that interview. But I don't know. Like, for me, we actually now quite enjoy it when Birdie comes to snuggle up with us. But obviously, it'd be different if you had 4 kids. Like, I guess with just one, it's actually, you know, quite a good little hot water bottle. But I might feel differently when summer rolls around. Yeah. Might be like, ugh, too hot, get away.
Our household is good. The girls, and the boy's still in his cot, so he's got no choice, really. But the girls are pretty good. They don't generally come in. The weekends, they'll sort of rock in at about 6 a.m. or something like that.
But and do they sort share a room, Aaron?
No, they don't share a room. They're in their own rooms.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay.
And
wow.
If they do come into the bed, though, they probably last about 30 seconds, and they just go ape, and they just run off and want to do something else and they're bored. So, which is great. It's been fun. We just don't get disturbed by, you know, a little person dragging their blankie in at 2 a.m. We don't have that issue.
Lucky you.
Yes.
Well, see, I actually may be an odd one out in Sydney, but I really enjoy it. So our rules are that Con and Ali have to go to bed, to sleep in their own beds. But once it's night, I mean, if it's 11 o'clock at night and they come in, I love it. I love cuddling. Because really, they're going to grow up and they're going to reach the stage where I want to snuggle in bed and give them a cuddle and they'll be like, get off. You know what I mean?
I think that's how I feel now. I think when I thought I was going to have dozens of kids, I thought, you know, oh, I'm going to have a bed full of kids. It's not going to really work. But now I absolutely savour it. I love it. I enjoy it. Yeah.
Well, how does it work in your house? Do your kids climb into bed with you? What time of morning is okay or not okay? Do you let them sleep in your bed? Or is it strictly a kid-free zone? What rules do you have to make sure? 1-300-40-2020.
Always had the thing like, you know, the kids aren't going to be kids for very long. So basically, if any time they're scared or, you know, obviously if they're sick, they're sleeping in our bed, but any time they come out, you know, scared, yeah, there's no problem in the bed. We've actually got three kids, and at the moment, our daughter's now 13. She obviously doesn't want to even come in our bed, but our two sons still on the weekend, you know, either Friday or Saturday, they'll sleep in our bed and think it's sensational. The thing about it is that kids are kids for such a short space of time. Before long, you're going to want them to be close to you, and they're going to really be growing up and gone, basically.
They'll be like, Dad, that's not cool. Dad!
Exactly. My daughter's already, Dad, go away.
That's funny.
That's a good point.
All right. Well, thank you, Victor.
Thank you. Keep up the great work.
No worries. Thank you, Victor. Thanks. See you later. I must admit, I give my girls lots of hugs because I know when they're teenagers, they won't like me.
Yeah. They will like you.
Oh, okay.
I hope our kids like us when we're older.
We'll see. We'll see. Give them 10 years. Maybe give them 5.
Maybe it's only a year away.
Maybe it's just tomorrow.
Maybe it's when I get home from work.
Yep.
Oh,
it's very half glass empty to finish from Mouths of Babes. Keep the conversation going from mouthsofbabes.com.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.